It was heart-wrenching. The whole world seemed to be talking about a lady named Brittany and her medical death sentence. It happened some years ago. She was a young wife in love with her husband and looking forward to having children. And then she was told that her incurable cancer would, after a painful decline, take her young life. It was controversial. See, her decision to take the pill that would end her life on the day and in the way of her choosing. Her state's assisted suicide law afforded her that choice. Her decision, it added a face and more fuel to what is one of the deeply emotional debates of our time. Should a person have the right to legally abbreviate their suffering and hasten their death? Now, some were very quick to pass judgment on a woman who was gone and being grieved. Some were quick to canonize her as a symbol of a crusade to legalize a decision like hers. But I was processing this thing on a kind of personal level. I couldn't help thinking about the young people that we've loved who have chosen to die because of the pain of a breakup or a tragedy in their family. I've been at their agonizing funerals. I've held the shattered loved ones. I've seen the ones devastated for life by their loved one's choice. And then I remember the people who've deeply touched my life and many others with this supernatural hope that they have radiated from their deathbed suffering. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about death's big question. For me, I cling to the Bible's assertion that, quote, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. And as Job said, that man's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months. In other words, God has given me my life. But for all the questions this tragic situation raised, they left unaddressed the most important question death raises. Not about what leads up to it, but what happens after it. Again, I'm driven to the only one I believe can be trusted as the authority on that question, the one who gave me my life. In the world's best-selling book, the Bible, he says, man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. Well, to say the least, that's disturbing. It's vital to know, though. I actually think many of us have a sense of that buried somewhere in our soul, that we'll meet God on the other side of our last heartbeat. We'll face our defiance of the one who made us by pushing him to the edge of our life. He gave us that life, but we hijack the running of our lives from our Creator. Our worst nightmare is being unprepared for my appointment with God. That's why in our word for today from the Word of God in Amos 4, verse 12, the Jewish prophet Amos said, prepare to meet your God. Well, I know only one way to be ready to meet a sinless God. My only hope is to have every sin of my life, of which there are many, somehow erased. And then I hear across the centuries the words of Jesus as he was dying on the cross, Father, forgive them. The Bible actually says that Jesus carried our sins in his own body on the tree. I decided to take Jesus at his word. Whoever believes in the Son, that's Jesus, the Son of God, has eternal life. See, that's the word that Jesus added to life, eternal. I believe him because he didn't just talk about eternal life. He proved he's got it to give by walking out of his grave 3 days after he died. He's the only one who ever's done that. And this very day, he stands ready to walk into your life and not only forgive your sin, but secure for you once and for all a place in heaven. He already paid for it when he died on the cross for you. And you can know from this day forward, you are ready to live and you are ready to die and you are heaven bound. Do you want that? Would you tell him, Jesus, I'm yours today. Go to our website because you'll find there the very information from God's Word that will lead you right into a relationship with him. Anewstory.com. That's it. Go check it out. Anewstory.com. Because Jesus has answered forever death's most important question. Are you ready to meet the God who's on the other side?
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.